I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show. I am Dr. Carl O'Helvey, your host, thanking you for joining me today. Listening to my guest today, Tom Palladino, is like listening to Flash Gordon back in the 40s. The current and futuristic applications of scalar energy that continues the work of Nikola Tesla would change how we heat and light our homes, supply energy to our automobiles, heal our bodies, and much more. Tom says, my research and work with the scalar energy, or creative strength, began during my undergraduate years. I was inspired by various scientists, especially Nikola Tesla, as to the existence of an energy that was not of the electromagnetic spectrum. With this inspiration, I pursued a course of independent study in order to better understand and subsequently harness scalar energy. Scalar energy is also known as prana, chi, radiant energy, zero-point energy, ki, or organ. After years of experimentation and modification, I have developed a technique using scalar energy that will transmute pathogens quickly and painlessly. This technique facilitates the use of photographs of people who desire to have pathogens transmuted in their bodies. I have developed a treatment process whereby I am able to administer the scalar energy, reverse phase angle harmonics of a pathogen, thereby causing that agent of infection to dissemble or fall apart. Scalar energy operates at the quantum level and is capable of disassembling all types of pathogens, thus eliminating the causative agent of disease. Once the causative agent of a pathogenic disease has been eliminated, the symptoms associated with that infection decrease or disappear altogether. Recent discoveries as of March 2012 led me to the conclusion that viruses can likewise be transmuted by the process of broadcasting scalar energy. Emboldened by these discoveries, I wish to present the world with the cure for all bacterial, fungal, protozoan, and viral infections. It is my belief and statement that the scalar energy is capable of transmuting all pathogens, thus presenting the world with a cure for thousands of pathogenic diseases. Update as of today, May 6, 2013. I've had a breakthrough with the herpes virus. May the world one day soon recognize the great gift from God. More information is available at selfhealinggo.com. I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show, Tom, and I look forward to hearing how you use scalar energy. What is the nature of scalar energy, its origins and properties?
Scalar energy is a natural energy of the universe. It originates from our sun and our solar system, as well as the stars of the universe. I believe it is a first principle, a primal force in nature. Mm-hmm. I believe God is the creator of this light form, scalar energy. It permeates the universe, and it's different from that of electricity. There are two energies in the universe, electricity, the electromagnetic spectrum, mm-hmm. as well as scalar energy. I am working with scalar energy, which is, again, it's different. It does not have the same properties of electricity. It is a different energy as compared to that of the electromagnetic spectrum.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Then how do you use scalar energy to disassemble pathogens and remove the cause of pathogenic diseases?
I've developed a technique whereby I can use scalar energy to disassemble, to break apart various bacteria, fungi, viruses, etc. It's come to my understanding over the years of research that scalar energy is responsible for binding, for assembling matter.
Mm-hmm.
And I've developed a technique with my instrument to disassemble germs.
Mm-hmm.
And I do that in practice by by broadcasting the reverse phase angle of a pathogen, say a bacterium.
Mm-hmm.
And in so doing, I'm able to unbind, to release the fundamental forces that hold together that bacterium. Well, when you do that, you essentially destroy the germ, the bacterium. You reduce that germ, that bacterium, to the fundamental building blocks,
mm-hmm.
say carbon, oxygen, nitrogen.
Mm-hmm.
In essence, that germ, that bacterium, ceases to exist. You've taken away the fundamental holding energy, the binding energy, the cohesive force that holds together that pathogen.
Mm-hmm.
In so doing, you disassemble a germ and essentially you eradicate the causative agent. You remove the underlying cause of that pathogenic infection.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hence, this technique, Carl, mm-hmm. essentially opens the door to the cure for thousands of pathogenic diseases.
Mm-hmm.
If you can remove the cause, the underlying cause of a disease, then you can cure that disease.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what conditions have you used this with that was effective?
I've been treating many people with this modality, scalar energy,
mm-hmm.
in order to disassemble germs. And
mm-hmm.
many people have had very favorable results, whereby mm-hmm. I have been able to disassemble and essentially subsequently eradicate
mm-hmm.
Germs, these pathogens that are responsible for so many infections.
Mm-hmm.
I am very much emboldened by my practice. What I see, what I realize is being indeed not only a great benefit in the sense of a pathogenic cleansing, but there has to be so many other applications that we can use scalar energy for.
Mm-hmm.
As a fundamental force in nature, I think there's thousands, tens of thousands of applications for this form of energy that mankind has yet to embrace. The world does not understand scalar energy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Can you give us some case studies of people that you have worked with?
By all means. I work with many people of all walks of life,
mm-hmm.
With various ailments, and I principally try to focus, at least for the time being, on pathogenic infection. That leaves me plenty to do, if you will.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I've been working with many people with viral infections, such as herpes
mm-hmm.
and hepatitis
mm-hmm.
and the HIV infection.
Mm-hmm.
And that really is one of my goals for the summer of 2013, to really perfect my technique so that I can disassemble a virus.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, it's quite promising. I've probably treated 20 to 30 people with, for instance, herpes infection.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the vast majority of these people have reported to me that they no longer have the symptoms of herpes infection.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Most of these people no longer, for instance, have an outbreak, the fever blister associated with herpes. Many of these people say that they feel better, that their health has been restored. All of this leads me to conclude that scalar energy is indeed breaking apart, shattering the nucleic acid. It is destroying, in some capacity, the herpes virus.
Mm-hmm.
If the symptoms abate, and in many cases they disappear entirely, I would have to conclude that yes, indeed,
mm-hmm.
that this energy is now successful to the point where we can break apart a virus.
Mm-hmm.
I had one particular person who went so far as to get a PCR test, a polymerase chain reaction test,
mm-hmm.
for the herpes virus, and the results came back negative. There was no viral load detectable.
Oh.
Now, with that in mind, and this, again, it's just one test, but it's a step in the right direction, and it at least opens the door for great hope.
Mm-hmm.
If the prospect is there, we're getting close to being able to control these viruses and subsequently to unbind them, to disassemble a virus.
Mm-hmm.
If we can indeed do that, then that opens the door for curing all viral infection.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've also had some success with disassembling bacteria and fungus as well as the virus?
Exactly, exactly.
So pneumonia is very easy to deal with?
It usually is, yes.
Is it?
It usually is.
Uh-huh.
I have treated many people for bacterial and fungal infections. Let's point out a few, for instance, say yeast infection.
I was wondering many about yeast candida, right. So that is effective.
Yes, it is. Yes,
great.
It is. I have had good success treating people with yeast infection, Candida albicans, as a causative agent.
Mm-hmm.
And the majority of people that I treat, their health improves.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have to issue this caveat.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm treating somebody, there are many causes of disease.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say I'm successful in treating out a bacterium or a fungus, and I can actually, again, disassemble that germ.
Mm-hmm.
For many people, that's significant. But it's only part of the healing process.
Right.
What is also very pertinent is nutrition.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
People have to eat well. They have to exercise. They have to have a good sleep pattern. They have to relax and have some downtime. People need to have a prayer life, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
So by no means do I ever want anybody to construe that what I'm doing is a panacea for all our problems. It's not.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm doing is a step in the right direction, and I do indeed believe, and I have witnessed, that scalar energy breaks apart germs.
Mm-hmm.
Scalar energy can disassemble a germ, which really is, again, a great advance for mankind.
Mm-hmm.
That's quite a feather in our cap, if you will, for the human race.
Right. I think it's interesting because what you're saying is that it really takes a holistic approach. And back in 1974, when I had lung cancer, I went to an alternative doctor. He gave me all of the physical things to do, the Laetril, the vitamins, the pancreatic and digestive enzymes, the diet, etc. But he didn't give me any mental and spiritual. So I added things like prayer, meditation, visualization, affirmations, etc. And it took about 2 years, but then it was gone, and it has never reoccurred. And it was 39 years this month, and I call that the holistic approach, and that's what you're talking about, that you provide the energy, the physical kind of part by disassembling the viruses or the bacteria, et cetera, but that there's more to healing the physical than the physical, and that's the mental, spiritual. Is that correct?
By all means. Well put. Mm-hmm. Well put, exactly.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Then you mentioned vitamins and minerals, and how do you utilize the scalar energy to assemble vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and so forth in the body?
Great question. I have the ability also with scalar energy to assemble matter.
Mm-hmm.
Scalar energy, again, to review, is responsible for assembling and maintaining physical matter in the universe.
Mm-hmm.
So with my scalar instrument, I can use my instrument in a reverse phase capacity, which would disassemble matter, in this case, germs, viruses, bacteria, protozoan, fungi.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I can also, with this energy, assemble. I can assemble vitamins, minerals, fatty acids, amino acids, etc. And in so doing, I can establish inside the body the necessary nutrients that the body needs for proper function, for mental and physical function. And I've been quite successful in doing so. Now, I myself treat myself on a daily basis with scalar energy. And I recognize the benefits of this program. For instance, with this nutrient program that I treat with, vitamins, minerals, fatty acids, antioxidants, etc., I've been able to assemble these essential nutrients inside my body. And I've noticed over the past 8-9 months, my skin is very soft. I have very smooth skin. It has vastly improved my health. And I noticed that not only my vigor, how I feel, but also I notice that simply by feeling how smooth my skin is and how clear it is. And it's my contention that scalar energy will assemble nutrients at the cellular level, that this nutrient program that I have will provide the essential nutrients that the body needs, and each cell in the human body will essentially become a factory for these needed micronutrients.
Mm-hmm.
It is the perfect delivery system. That is, when you have energy that will impart upon the body the information for a vitamin or a mineral to assemble, every cell in the body starts to assemble those nutrients.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm doing with my scalar energy treatments.
Mm-hmm.
I am imparting the necessary information for the body, within the body, to assemble a vitamin, a mineral, a fatty acid.
Mm-hmm.
In so doing, this is the perfect delivery system for nutrients. Nutrients are assembled inside the cell. It is a process whereby you don't have to ingest something. Rather, the cell immediately receives that information to assemble the needed micronutrient.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very interesting. And how long does this usually take? Say an individual comes to you with a yeast infection, how long would the process take to overcome that if the conditions were all right?
I offer a 30-day session, and within that 30-day session, most people feel better. Their health improves. Now, in the first few days when I start treating people with scalar energy, I'm able to destroy, to break apart so many germs, germs that are essentially systemic throughout their body, and that this general pathogenic cleansing, initially the first few days of my treatment, serves to remove years of infection. Whether people realize it or not, our bodies are infected with germs. Subsequent to the first week, most people feel better by virtue of the fact that finally we've rid the body of so many germs. And thereafter, as I continue to treat out germs, and I also administer a nutrient program, again, we're assembling vitamins, minerals, fatty acids inside the body is now rebuilding itself. The body finally has the necessary nutrients. Many of us today, we don't have access to the foods that we should have. Our food has been denatured.
Right.
What I'm saying is scalar energy, these treatments that I offer, will provide the nutrients, again, the fatty acids, the minerals, the vitamins, the antioxidants that our body desperately needs. In so doing, our bodies now have what it takes. They have the fuel to finally build or repair. In many ways, and we've heard this millions of times, food is medicine. Let your food be your medicine. We can never underestimate the importance of nutrition.
Right.
And what I am offering through scalar energy is a supplement. It's never going to replace good nutrition. I would never advocate anybody to think to the contrary. Food is crucial to our health. With this technique I've developed as a supplement to food, I believe scalar energy can indeed deliver the essential nutrients, nutrients that our body cannot make by itself. Scalar energy can assemble the essential nutrients that are needed for optimal mental and physical health. That in itself is a means to good health. That in itself is the roadway to optimal health for so many people.
Right.
I, for one, can attest to that. I've never felt healthier. I'm 53 years of age. And for the past year, I've been on this program. I am enjoying excellent health.
Are you able to disassemble chemicals, say, nicotine that builds up in the body year after year with smokers?
I think that's possible. I don't know if I have the means to do that yet. I have had some success disassembling heavy metals such as mercury and aluminum and arsenic. With these heavy metals, with this toxic metals that so many people carry, I believe scalar energy does indeed break apart these toxic chemicals or these toxic metals. It has to be an ongoing project, Carl. In other words, even though you remove the cause or the underlying problem, there has to be repair. The body then has to rebuild itself.
Right.
And again, it's the holistic approach that you and I have elucidated, and you did so properly at the beginning of our program. It takes everything. It takes a spiritual, a cognitive, and a physical healing. Everything has to be incorporated into this holistic approach.
So the chemical is something then that you will probably continue working on, because that is something that involves so many people also.
Yes, it is. That's on the agenda for me to research. I've not had really, frankly, the time to pinpoint that yet.
Great, good. And tell me about people that are interested in this. I'm going back to the pioneers in a few minutes, but at this point I want to ask, do people have to be present with you, or can you do this at a distance, or how does all of that work?
Great question. I treat people remotely. In order for people to be treated successfully with scalar energy, I am able to treat people by virtue of their photographs. People will email me their photographs. And in turn, I will treat people exclusively by way of their photographs. Now, how does that work? It works under the same principle that you can speak to somebody with a cell phone, and by way of wireless transmission of energy, you can communicate with somebody, or as a radio would receive signals from a radio station. By way of analogy, on the same order, a photograph has your light attached to it. When you take a photograph of somebody, it has a person's light signature. A light source is found on that photograph. And scalar energy, my scalar instrument, works like a radio broadcasting device. And it will broadcast a radio signal to what? To a portable radio. And if you will, on those terms, by way of analogy, I am able to treat people exclusively by way of their photograph. Again, their photograph is an energy signature. And my scalar instrument can send scalar energy by way of that photographic representation.
Then who were the pioneers of scalar energy development and research?
Well, we'll go back a few thousand years. The ancients have considered scalar energy, and they've done so really brilliantly, but perhaps in a very poetic sense. Scalar energy, to many civilizations, has come under the different terms of chi or prana, or ether, or the cosmic force, or the life force. Now, many civilizations, as I've said, have at least postured that there was another energy out there in the universe. Well, modern-day science now is starting to realize that there's an energy that is different from that of the electromagnetic spectrum. There's an energy that does not have the same principles, the same properties as that of electricity or magnetism. And this second energy of the universe is indeed scalar energy. I would say notably, one of the main proponents, one of the leading exponents of scalar energy was Nikola Tesla. Now, many people will recognize Tesla as one of the pioneers of alternating current. And he was indeed. And he produced many incredible electrical devices. But I am convinced, after studying Tesla, that the latter part of Nikola Tesla's life was devoted almost exclusively to that of scalar energy research. Early in his life, Tesla worked with, again, promoting AC current, and he worked with Edison for a while, and then subsequently he showed that his alternating current was superior to that of the direct current that Thomas Edison was offering. The world subsequently embraced alternating current, and today, in many respects, modern-day man owes a great tribute to Nikola Tesla for what he's done.
Mm-hmm.
A turning point in Tesla's life was probably in 1899 when he set up a laboratory in Colorado Springs. And for over a year, he experimented almost exclusively with scalar energy. And I believe from that point forward, the discoveries that Nikola Tesla made in Colorado Springs in 1899, that was a real sea change of events in his life.
Mm-hmm.
And in my estimation, Tesla realized that scalar energy was vastly superior to that of electricity.
Mm-hmm.
And for the remaining part of his life, Tesla concentrated on scalar energy and its application and its use,
mm-hmm.
which I believe, in many respects, people simply couldn't understand what he was doing.
Right.
And the latter part of his life, Tesla was so advanced, he was working with an energy that mankind had not yet embraced or acknowledged, and sadly, much of his work, even today, goes unrecognized by virtue of the fact that there's two energies, and Tesla was working with scalar energy that was not recognized, especially in 1899 or at the turn of the century.
Mm-hmm.
He was one of the leading exponents, if not the chief exponent, of scalar energy research.
Mm-hmm.
Other great men such as Thomas Galen Hieronymus, who was one of the country's first radio engineers, who subsequently spent a great deal of his time and resources likewise developing scalar energy instruments and really promulgating this idea that there is a second energy in the universe.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Hieronymus worked as an engineer for a power station here in the United States for years. He worked with the electrical grid, and he was a brilliant electrical engineer. But he himself began to realize through his experimentation and subsequently by producing scalar energy instruments that this second energy did not act like electricity.
Mm-hmm.
It had an entirely different set of properties and principles. And hence, Thomas Galen Hieronymus was likewise one of the leading exponents, if you will, of scalar energy research. Now, Tesla is much more broadly recognized
right.
and understood
right.
than Hieronymus is. Hopefully someday Hieronymus will be given the recognition that is rightfully due him.
Mm-hmm.
Both men were geniuses in their own right. Both men worked independent of one another, but they both came to the same conclusion
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
that there is an incredible energy out there. It is non-Hertzian. It does not have a frequency about it. And both men knew that this energy was capable of carrying information. Scalar energy is an informational energy. It carries information. And both scientists conclude that scalar energy does not experience entropy.
Mm-hmm.
It does not weaken over distance or over time.
Mm-hmm.
So once you create a scalar wave, that scalar wave never attenuates. In other words, this is eternal energy. There is no entropy. There is no dying off.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you have an energy source that does not experience entropy, it does not die off, you're on your way to solving the energy crisis of the world.
Right. Mm-hmm. Are there then other applications of the scalar energy?
Yes, Carl. I think there's thousands of applications, and it's going to involve so many people. This is an industry just waiting to take off.
Mm-hmm.
This is a science that although in its nascent state, eventually, and I hope soon, will be acknowledged by the world and embraced. I can foresee how scalar energy will be able to carry our voice pattern. We'll mm-hmm. be able to speak to one another by way of scalar energy. Scalar energy will serve also as a means of telecommunications. We'll have television by way of scalar energy.
Mm-hmm.
And all under the consideration that scalar energy is superior than that of electricity.
Mm-hmm.
That this power source that does not weaken, this power source that will not experience an interference, there will not be static by way of scalar energy transmission,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, as you can imagine, having a scalar conversation on the telephone with somebody on the other side of the world, and scalar energy will tunnel through the earth. In other words, if we're in the United States and we're speaking to somebody by way of scalar energy on a telephone, that scalar energy waveform will not travel over the surface of the earth by cell phone towers or by a series of satellites. To the contrary, scalar energy will propagate directly through the earth, which will allow immediate contact between, say, the United States and Australia. Now, how do I know that? Well, I frequently treat people abroad with my scalar instrument. And it's come to my conclusion, and the other scientists that I've noted, that scalar energy travels directly through the Earth. When I take my scalar energy instrument and I treat somebody in Australia, the energy travels from the United States through the center of the Earth and reaches that person in Australia. Dr. Hieronymus, in his day, monitored the Apollo 11 astronauts while they orbited the moon. And Dr. Hieronymus never lost contact with the astronauts, even though the astronauts were on the far side of the moon. NASA had lost contact, had lost radio contact. Dr. Hieronymus never lost contact with the astronauts because he concluded scalar energy passed directly through the moon. So no matter where the astronauts were located while orbiting the moon, scalar energy maintained that transmission. Scalar energy was not impeded. There was no interference. Now, as you and I know, if you have a spacecraft on the other side of the moon, you could easily lose radio transmission. Well, that's according to the laws and principles, the properties of the electromagnetic spectrum. Dr. Hieronymus never lost communication with those Apollo 11 astronauts. A fascinating report that he wrote on it. He subsequently delivered that report, that those observations to NASA, but for various reasons, that report has never really come to light. Nobody's really taken up on it. I note it for various reasons. I note that now scalar energy, in my estimation, as far as I'm concerned, I theorize that scalar energy can pass through any physical object. So this is really the superior means of communication. That nothing can impede scalar energy. And that it moves at speeds greater than that of the speed of light. In a certain theoretical context, I believe scalar energy can move at instantaneous velocity. And I'll explain that in depth, perhaps on another discussion. That's quite sublime, but I'll get to that perhaps some other day. Anyway. Getting back to the kernel of our consideration, scalar energy is a double helix, and it does not propagate as a waveform. It's not a sinusoidal waveform. I know for a fact that Dr. Hieronymus believed that scalar energy was this double helix. It looks like a corkscrew, if you will. And this energy is capable, again, of maneuvering about the universe in a direct line fashion, and nothing can impede it. Now, in practice, when I treat people with scalar energy, no matter where a person is in the world, no matter if they're in a building or on the other side of the planet, I can successfully reach that person and treat that person with scalar energy. Now, we can expand upon that, and we could say to ourselves, well, if that's the case, then yes, this is a superior means of telecommunication. That sometime in the future, our cell phones, our TVs, instead of using the electromagnetic spectrum, should use the scalar energy harmonics to communicate with one another. We could also say that since scalar energy is not impeded by anything, it could be used as a detection means. We could detect elements, mineral deposits inside the Earth. We could also use scalar energy to find a missing person or a missing object. Nothing stands in the way of scalar energy. Nothing can impede its transmission, if you will. Used properly in the future, and once developed, we can find missing people. all you would need to find a missing person is their photograph.
Mm-hmm.
So we consider this, and what great promise this has for mankind. My posture now, my work alone, not by choice, my posture is to get people interested in this.
Mm-hmm.
This offers such great benefit to mankind.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many gifts waiting to be realized. Once scalar energy is acknowledged, you have to first consider that it's true, that it does exist, and then to implement it.
Mm-hmm.
If mankind were to do that, I'm convinced that scalar energy would serve to vastly improve the condition of life.
Mm-hmm.
That this, in many ways, scalar energy would free mankind from many encumbrances. That scalar mm-hmm. energy would set the world free.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to introduce scalar energy to mankind, for mankind to realize this is a great gift from God, and once realized, this could really catapult mankind forward.
Mm-hmm. Now, could this also be used to light our homes?
Yes, yes. I've conducted experiments whereby my scalar instrument will produce a scalar field, a local scalar energy field, and I can hold up a light bulb within that field, and it will be illuminated.
Mm-hmm.
So in the future, I would like to be able to illuminate light bulbs or objects at a distance.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of my goals in the very near future. I want to be able to magnify the energy that I'm using so that I could not only light up a light bulb in my laboratory, but that I could light up a light bulb a thousand miles away.
Mm-hmm.
If successful, that would prove that scalar energy is a boon to mankind, that this serves as a means of wireless transmission of energy. Now, if you consider that, Carl,
mm-hmm.
if indeed that does come to fruition,
mm-hmm.
what does that mean? Well, mankind no longer will have to be dependent upon an energy grid.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You won't need telephone wires. You won't need telephone poles. You won't need utility poles. You won't need a substation, a transformer. You won't need a power plant.
Mm-hmm.
The power plant is the universe.
Mm-hmm.
Scalar energy pervades the universe. The energy is there. All you have to do is capitalize. You have to be able to realize that energy, control it in an instrument, and then be able to broadcast it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you can do all of that, then essentially you've been introduced to mankind a new source of power generation that would quickly supplant our existing means of power generation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, it would be quite superior to what we're using today. Once realized, once embraced, this type of scalar energy power generation would be the beginning of the end of the energy crisis in the world. We would no longer have an energy crisis.
This leads to the question, if then you could do this with electricity, then could you also do this with the automobile?
Yes, yes. I believe scalar energy could be used in replacement of a typical gas-driven
mm-hmm.
engine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's believed that Nikola Tesla produced a car. It was known as Pace Aero. Produced a car that used scalar energy
mm-hmm.
to achieve power.
Mm-hmm.
And that successfully, actually in the state of New York, Tesla drove around and demonstrated that this vehicle did not have your typical gasoline motor. It did not have an engine to it. It had instead a scalar device, a scalar instrument that powered this vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Sadly, so much of what Tesla has done and what Hieronymus has done has not been recognized. Some of that has been suppressed.
Right, right.
Some of the research and development has simply been lost or misunderstood. Two great scientists, two great men that once we revisit what these two luminaries have done, we will realize that they set the stage for scalar energy, that these two men were in many ways responsible for introducing to the world this new energy, this divine energy from the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And I I have it set upon my heart that I want to do that. I want to introduce the work of these two great men and how their advances, if we are to take up to where they left off, their advances we could quickly implement in this world and start changing this world for the better.
Right. Because that would be the end of pollution, too, or a lot of our pollution. I try to stay open to all kinds of ideas, and I followed all of the Ascension material before December 21st, 2012. And they all said that one of the first things that would happen would be a landing of people from other planets, and that they were so advanced that they would bring us all kinds of technology, but one of the first things they would bring would be a way of using energy from the air. But it sounds like that you are already working on some of the things that they were talking about that would be brought from outer space to help mankind. And it sounds like that the scalar energy is bringing energy from the air. Is that correct?
Exactly. Let me explain it this way. Scalar energy is a natural energy.
Mm-hmm.
The sun of our solar system and the stars produce scalar energy.
Mm-hmm.
Mankind doesn't realize that. I'll go into a quick explanation.
Mm-hmm.
Inside of our sun is a scalar energy generator.
Mm-hmm.
There is no nuclear fission inside of our sun, of our solar system.
Mm-hmm.
It is not an electromagnetic engine. It's a scalar energy instrument. Our sun permeates this scalar energy throughout our solar system, throughout the universe.
Mm-hmm.
That is what I contend a true scalar energy instrument will be.
Mm-hmm.
Now, our sun does not have any moving parts, nor will a true scalar energy instrument have any moving parts.
Mm-hmm.
You're simply working with instruments that find their way into the geometry of the universe.
Mm-hmm.
My scalar energy instrument does not have any moving parts. It's all built on ratio and proportion.
Mm-hmm.
But what I am doing is I'm not reinventing the wheel, as expression would have it.
Mm-hmm.
I am simply creating a miniature sun. My scalar energy instrument is a miniature sun in which I now have likewise control. I can create scalar energy.
Mm-hmm.
And with that scalar energy, then I can use that for the benefit of mankind. There are an infinite number of harmonics associated with scalar energy.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say I want to use one of those harmonics, one of those expressions, to break apart a specific germ, a species of bacteria, such as, say, Staphylococcus aureus.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then I would use my scalar energy instrument, which is what? A source of light, and that source of light binds together or assembles matter.
Mm-hmm.
I simply will instruct my scalar energy instrument, which is what? Again, a miniature sun, to unbind a germ, in this case, Staphylococcus aureus.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying is, scalar energy will allow mankind to have mastery over physical nature.
Mm-hmm.
We will be able to assemble matter as well as to disassemble matter. It's profound.
Mm-hmm. Right, right, it is. And I just hope that big money and power and greed do not get a hold of this and use it in the wrong way.
Exactly, exactly. Mankind needs to stop fighting one another.
Right.
We can accomplish so much more if we finally cooperate and work with one another.
Right, definitely.
And this is, you know, this has been really the greatest trick of the devil. He wants everybody to fight against everybody.
Right, right.
Well, when you do that, you have a world of chaos, of confusion. And that's what I see in the world today.
Right.
We have 7 billion people in the world. If 7 billion people got along and worked together as a cohesive unit, there's nothing that could stop us.
Right.
And there's nothing that could prevent us from being successful.
Definitely. Right. Right. Now, Tom, we're getting close to the end, so I need to ask you about the services then that you've talked some about them. If you want to kind of talk again about your services to people and your website and how people can reach you.
Sure. My website is www.selfhealgo.com. And through that website, I have a number of articles that explain my work, what I am doing, and how I can essentially disassemble, break apart germs for people who sign up under my program. I would recommend people first to look at the site to get a better idea as to what I'm doing, and then if they have any questions, by all means, write to me. You can ask me any question that you might have. Again, I offer a 30-day session whereby I will treat people for over 5,500 different species of infection. In so doing, this type of pathogenic cleansing really serves as a benefit to remove years of infection that people have simply found themselves to be afflicted with. And then secondly, I have a nutrient program that we spoke about in which I can assemble various nutrients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, fatty acids, etc. By assembling these nutrients, I realized that not only has my health been abetted, but also that of many other people that I've treated.
Mm-hmm.
And then last, scalar energy is capable of correcting the chakras, the seven chakras, of harmonizing the seven chakras of the body.
Mm.
And I'll offer my telephone number. If anybody wants to call me and they would like to ask further questions, I'll take your phone call. And my number is area code 805-364-3051. I want to be quite transparent about all of this, Carl. I welcome people's questions, and that's why I have a public website. I want this information to be disseminated. I want information about scalar energy in the public domain, and I want the world to essentially wake up to this great gift from God.
Mm-hmm. Well, I appreciate this very much. It's fascinating to me, and I'm sure it will be to the listeners also. And it's all new information as far as I'm concerned. And so I appreciate this very much, Tom.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you for being open-minded. And I thank the listening audience for considering what this energy could do for mankind and what this means really to the human race, how we see how electricity has really changed the course of human history for the better, and how technology is so important.
Right.
And what I'm saying is that there's a second energy. Besides that of electricity, there's another energy that's even more versatile than electricity, that even has greater potential than that of electricity.
Mm-hmm.
So if we look at the advances that mankind has made with the electrical age, and we have, and that is wonderful, imagine how much greater our advances could be with scalar energy.
Right.
That's my mission. I want to introduce scalar energy to the world. I obviously can't do this alone. This will take a team effort. And I hope the world can appreciate the fact that, yes, this is a great gift from God. And yes, we're just about there. The world has just about realized what scalar energy can do and its potential. I can't wait.
Great. Thank you. Denise Marie, publisher of A Distinctive Style magazine at www.adistinctivestyle.com, has brought us another great magazine, the Spring 2013 issue, that is filled with inspirational stories and music, as well as information on social, health, and life issues. Because of my years working with homeless populations, I was immediately drawn to the story and trailer on Homeless to Hollywood, that tells of a girl with a dream of being an artist who was also homeless and afraid of telling her classmates because she thought they would make fun of her. She and her family moved from shelter to shelter over 30 times, but she continued her dreams and painting to become an artist. The recent documentary in her name won an Academy Award for Best Documentary Short Film. Another human interest story is about Tim Harris, a restaurant owner who gives out hugs to all customers. Tim, who has Down syndrome, lives a productive life and talks about his life, marriage, and future. Two musical segments were memorable for me. One was the story and music video of Sister Rosetta Thorpe, the godmother of rock and roll, who performed in the 30s and 40s. This great music brought back memories of visits to the jazz and rock and roll clubs when I lived in New York City in the 50s. The second segment was a video by Josh Groban singing his new song, Brave. He has sold over 25 million albums, and many of us know him and his music. Social issues, including the fracking potential in New York State, the FDA approval of aspartame as a hidden, unlabeled additive in milk and other dairy products, the harmful effects of the microwave, the dangers of five chemical companies taking control of our seeds and its influence on food safety and diversity, and stopping violence against women with February 14, 2013, the V-Day to involve 1 million women and those who love them to walk out, dance, rise up, and demand and end violence. As the new Healthy Living editor, I wrote an article on holistic approaches to preventing and treating wrinkles without surgery, and also interviewed Dr. Fred Pescatore on natural ways to deal with seasonal allergies. Last were articles on Ann Richards, the 45th governor of Texas, and the new one-woman Broadway show on her life, and another story about her daughter, Cecile Richards, who has been a strong advocate for women and involved in issues ranging from Roe versus Wade to more recently joining Planned Parenthood as president. With these and other stories, you won't want to miss this issue of A Distinctive Style magazine at www.adistinctivestyle.com. I thank you for joining me today and invite you to my websites, holistichealthshow.com and beatlungcancer.net. On the Holistic Health Show site, under blog, you will find all previous shows for the past 5 years. If you want a specific show or topic, use the search engine on the blog. You will also find a lot of research on natural ways to deal with cancer and other topics discussed. You can also sign up for the free monthly Holistic Aging newsletter that will be emailed to you. You will also find links to the BBS Radio and FMG Network, where shows are broadcast, and lectures or workshop outline samples or presentations if interested in inviting me to speak. You will also find a shopping tag where you can buy ebooks on cancer, stress, and other topics, and CDs on smoking cessation and also stress reduction and sleep. You will also find my last two books for sale, Healthy Holistic Aging, and You Can Beat Lung Cancer Using Alternative Integrative Interventions. On the Beat Lung Cancer website, you will find endorsements, a table of contents for the book, my biography, and under the blog, radio interviews, magazine and book reviews, and television interviews. You Can Beat Lung Cancer discusses my experience using natural interventions after being given 6 months to live by conventional medicine 39 years ago. Using things like Laetril, pancreatic enzymes, digestive aids, therapeutic doses of vitamin A and E, vitamin Bs and Cs, zinc, and other minerals and herbs, as well as prayer, meditation, affirmation, and other mental and spiritual interventions, I overcome lung cancer in 2 years and have not had a recurrence. In addition, using a modified lifestyle plan, I recently celebrated my 81st birthday and have no chronic illnesses or prescribed medications. My goal for you is to have a life similar to this as you move into your older years. I thank you for joining me today and look forward to seeing you again in 2 weeks. I am Dr. Carl O'Helvey, your host, wishing you a great day.